Welcome back to Keeping It Real on Purpose, where we stop talking about change and start building the life we deserve. Stop telling yourself it's too late to change, that damn song. You've been programmed for structure, but your soul is begging for rhythm. Most people quit when their plan A fails, but our guest today didn't quit. He pivoted from Air Force to the airwaves. He's a veteran, a scholar, an athlete, and a prolific songwriter whose life is proof that discipline and dreams aren't mutual exclusive. We are here to talk about the real resilience in the ultimate journey of self-discovery. So please welcome songwriter, musician, and veteran, Jonathan Steele.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm glad to be on the show.
I am glad you were here today. So I'm really excited because it's such a myriad of things that you got going on. Your background is incredibly rich. Air Force veteran, degrees in liberal arts and exercise science. That's the first time I ever heard of that, exercise science. And now a musician with over 100 lyric compositions. Most people struggle to commit to one path. What's the biggest mind shift required to go from the rigid discipline of military service and scholarship to embracing the vulnerability and rhythm of a creative life?
Oh, I also believe, you know, it takes to endure things, to get more creative and to go through a journey that maybe that's not what where God wanted you to be. So okay. that part of your journey may have ended quicker than you wanted to, but I believe I got more creative from the experiences I had in the military, and I'm trying to. I have my own radio show on Artist First Radio since 2019. So, and Z-Man, the host, he says, I don't think it's money driving you to do this, you know. So, and I just have it's my way of giving back, even more back to people, and I believe. You know, that if you want something bad enough, you have to keep going for it and not quit. And determination, motivation is important in positive people that come along your path. And sometimes the people you hang out with, or even if it's negative or positive, you can write things based on that. And it's creative, but it's creative. It may not be, I can turn negativity into comical stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Negativity into comical. Sports like bowling. Like I'm made it in the PBA, so I haven't bowled in a while, but all that hard work, like I always had a personality to try to be the best at everything when I was younger, you know, about 16, 17, 18 years old. And it carried on into I slowed down some, you know, because of health conditions, but I still believe that your experiences from medical, from you know, employment, from people you hang out with, from things you watch on TV, from your relationship with God and Jesus, all those things plays in a fact of And just being able to, just things just come to me when I write them. It just comes to me. It's gotten easier and easier and easier.
Yeah. Yeah. I also believe that too, you know, the experiences we had, but what I really like about your experience altogether, you went from one extreme to the next, and it's showing me that you don't, you know, your purpose changes throughout life, and how you embraced, because I rarely see men, you know, sitting, I guess around music, men, you know, I rarely see men really talk about being that creative with music, like writing lyrics. I rarely see that bringing out that creative part. And I get so excited when I see people like, you know, kind of do that, because I'm a writer and I just write all the time. And I'm like, I can't be by myself, the only one, you know, but my friend put it in perspective, and she said, well, when an artist draws, right, they draw many pictures. You're just a writer who just writes much, you know? And I was like, oh, that's really great, you know? But you embracing your creative side had to come from some vulnerability somewhere. When did it start?
Oh, when I first started writing, I wasn't very good at it, but probably back when I was 16, 17 years old, and the first style of writing that I had, I don't know if you've heard of Weird Al Yankovic. I made fun of songs.
Come on.
Yes, I made fun of songs back then. And I have some songs like Bob Seger's Turn the Page. I have a song called Turn the Tire, and it's in songs like Friends in Low Places. I have a song called Friends in Feral, or Stairway to Heaven, Stairway to Goodwill is an example, like just comical. I don't mean anything offensive. It can have offensive stuff in it, but I only mean it in a comical sense, not to hate anybody or mm-hmm. you know, but it that's where it started from. And I crafted that. It started, like I said, back probably in 1996, 1997, because I'm 44 now, and probably back when I was 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. And the first time I ever had a demo done with a demo company was in 2000 or 2001. And I was highly motivated back then. I wanted to do everything. I didn't like it.
We all want to do that. Everything. Yeah. We want to do everything.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. I'd say this all started, you know, like I said, back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Your life is a story of continuous growth and exploration. I know a key component of that is self-discovery. For our listeners that feel stuck in a career or identity, they've outgrown. How do you manage to manage the fear of starting over?
You mean from the service when I got out?
Yeah, when every aspect of your career, like it's it's like a blossoming flower. It's so versatile. So how do you get the energy to start over in a new project or a new chapter?
Well, I believe when the more that you endure, and you know, just like some biblical figures in the past where they like Job, and you lose everything, and mm-hmm. You say, how am I going to get out of this? And it's the resilience, and you get to a point where you've lost everything in life, and then you have to start all over, and everything comes back to you 10 times greater than when you lost everything. So, and what, like from going from jobs to the military to college to, you know, songwriting's been going on for a while, but this is more my passion, and I have some quit, and I've gotten better and better and better, where I could have just folded up and said, I ain't doing anything, I'm just going to sit on the couch. But it's my personality, mm-hmm. my ability from God, myself, and positive people around me, and just I have like a good treatment team at the VA hospital. They helped me get everything going back to normal after I was sidetracked with a lot of illnesses and still dealing with them. But I just feel that there's more to life than just when one part doesn't work, you got to try something else, and you keep getting pulled back down, then you get back up and keep going. It's just something built in me, like when I was in the service discipline, to do all that exercise, people thought it is punishment, but I actually enjoyed it. It just like build inside of me, and just continuous perseverance and continuous
driving. That's important. Yeah. Perseverance is really, really important. I mean, and that comes from internally in your gut, you know, and self-discovery, you had to have some type of, you know, I guess, chutzpah to kind of discover each chapter, each change in your life. And, you know, have some like, you know, like a wondering like, oh, this is going to be great, you know? And how did you, how did that come about? Like how that self-discovery part, like just getting the will to do it. How did that come about?
That was a positive step back probably when I was, I would say the first time that I really changed everything would go back to fifth, sixth grade when my mom put me through a summer school with her because I was up and down when I was younger with my grades. And when my mom did she did a summer school with me. And after that time, I started getting on the honor roll all the time. My grades started changing. My attitude changed. And sometimes, like, for instance, when with the service, when I went to it the first time, I did not care for it. I didn't like it. And then when I went in two more times, and actually the third time, I actually enjoyed it because my attitude changed. And that's the same way when I would say things have changed. The starting point, what I would say, was back in the fourth, fifth, sixth grade when my mom summer school
me. You kept that going, that self-discovery going.
That was a big part of it. And, you know, that was a huge part. My parents played a big part of that. Because they always said, if you want something, you know, you got to work for it. Nothing was handed to me or my siblings, you know, or my parents or anything. They've always been hard workers, and nothing's been given to any of us, you know. So that's where I picked that up from. So,
okay, for my audience who say, and I know they say it a lot, it's probably too late for me, you know, in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, it's probably too late for me to pursue such a passionate artistic dream. What would you say to that?
I would say it's not too late. There's, you know, if you refer to the Bible, there's biblical figures that God used when they were real late in life, you know, later in life. That you know, look at some of the biblical figures. I believe was in Moses didn't have a baby till he was 80 years old. You know, he got married, had a kid at 80 years old. So I would say it's not too old for a dream especially songwriting, because I think you mature more as you get older. And even if you don't want to be if you can't be a performer, there's other ways to go about the music business, you know, such as just being a writer or a studio musician. Right. So, and if you feel that if it's in your whatever's in your desire, your passion, it's not too late. No age is too late to get going, because there's no law saying that you have to be 20 years old to be a songwriter or play live.
You mentioned your music is a reflection of your journey. So you're touching so many universal themes of love, struggle, and triumph, as you explained with the titles that you have to some of your songs. So we talk about here on this channel, healing and transformation. How does the physical act of songwriting, whether drumming or singing, become a powerful tool for you to become well and release emotional, you know, baggage?
It's tremendous. I feel the rhythms of the drum, just you don't have time to sit and think about things. It just relaxes you. And the drums is a rhythmic beats, just like in the military marching, just like martial arts. It's all a counting system. So it's all coordination of the mind. And in the writing, you just take your mind off of everything there's no worries when you're writing. There's no worries. There's no worries when you're playing the drums or the guitar. There's no worries at all. It's just you and that instrument. And you have so many ways to practice it. There's never saying I know everything, that's it, because you can even invent things on your own, you know, that I picked up. And it's just to have a hobby like that,
right?
It's therapeutic and emotional. You could be spontaneous, changing, you know, like a being progressive and you know, just all that is therapeutic on the mind, and you can release energy, and it's not in a violent way or anything. So
right, that's so good. Let's talk about resilience.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a key trait to anyone that's seeking a better life, and it shows in your life and journey now. When you hit a low point, and your creativity kind of stalls, or rejection hits you hard, especially as a creator, you know, you may send your things into a publisher or to somebody and they don't like it. You know, when all that hits you hard, what's the one thing that gets you back to work?
Oh, well, you say, hey, I got a positive support system. I've got on my radio show, I got a DJ that, you know, had mentioned to me that, you know, your stuff is better than almost everything that comes in here. And he just says, when you get rejected, you got to remember how many songs has that person wrote, how many yeah. songs they wrote. And then it's just inside me, whether I get rejected or not, it's just part of who I am. I'm always going to be a writer, no matter if somebody yeah. doesn't like it or not. So, but I have a positive outlook on it. And I say, well, you know, this hasn't gone anywhere yet, but I'm gonna try this next. I'm gonna try that, and here I haven't completely broke into the business yet. But hey, I'm still doing it. I'm still trying. I'm still, you know, I'm having a blast. So I would say, just keep trying. Don't just give up after one denial. You know, or try a different avenue. You know, don't. You know, try a different song, create a new song, maybe get some coaching on, you know, different writing styles, or maybe you have to update your music a little bit or something. It's not necessarily you. It's just maybe that wasn't a certain fit. Maybe you have to find something like a publisher or an artist that specializes to your music. You know what I mean? So it may not just be the fact that, you know, that you're just flat out denied. It just means it just wasn't a perfect fit for that.
Right. What's your one number one mantra that you kind of use to kind of get you stirred back up?
I would say just being alert and to new ideas and just saying, hey, I want to be I still want to do something with this. I haven't, I'm not giving up. I would say just, being motivated and excited, and no matter about denial, just being full of excitement all the time about writing.
Okay. John, we have a lot of listeners right now who know they need to pursue something new, a passion, a pivot, or healing process, but they are paralyzed. Based on your experience across multiple diverse fields, what is the single non-negotiable first step that they must take today to move from feeling stuck to finding their own next rhythm?
They have to be able to be open to change. Open to change, because things. Everything in the modern day changes. We're all adapting to change all the time. So, and you have to start somewhere to go anywhere. And what I mean by that is, even like in a job, if you don't start somewhere at a certain age, you can't go somewhere bigger down the road. But you always have to start somewhere to go anywhere. That would be my biggest, that would be a good piece of advice right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it does take that, you know, sometimes you do feel stuck. I know as a writer, I have had those times that I was stuck, but it was because I was thinking about something else and not doing what I was supposed to do.
Yes. Being sidetracked. Yeah. Or being overloaded with something else. Like maybe you have to, for songwriting, maybe you have to work full time and you have a family, so it could be hard to get things, busy schedules can get you stuck.
Yeah, they certainly can. They can get you really stuck. Okay, so John, is there anything else that you have forgotten to tell us that the audience needs to hear?
Yes, for about your songwriting, there's many ways you can be a writer. You can just be a lyric writer. There's ways to get your lyrics to local musicians, professional musicians. There's avenues to do it. There's ways to make demos if you don't make music. There's ways to and now they have artificial intelligence, which I haven't tried yet, but they can make a song in 5 minutes if you
Yeah,
have
I
the
heard that.
lyrics.
I heard that, yes.
But there's still some good demo companies. I've tried one called Tunely. They're really good. Demo my song. That's where I had a lot of songs done. And you can even, if you have somebody you know, you might be able to get into a studio if you want to be a studio musician, and maybe somebody you know that they can give you a deal on something, or to get a but a deal per hour, because usually they charge per hour in the studio. And
There you go.
Sorry about that. I had a phone
That's
call
all
come
right.
in. Yeah, but anyway, I was gonna say, yeah, there's ways. Just you can start somewhere if you're trying to make it in the business. There's ways to start making demos, like I said, to ways to make your music, to get it made by music demo companies and things like that. So, which I mentioned some of the ones, and there's ways to advertise your music, like on CD Baby and DistroKid's a good way to release your music. If it's not released by a big outfit yet, you can release it on CD Baby, DistroKid, and your songs will be on Spotify, YouTube, but it has to be promoted, and that's where I was lacking in its promotion. And sometimes a local,
I think
some of
all of
your,
us to get like that, yeah.
yeah, and sometimes your colleges can help you, which I'm having some experience with. A college Gannon University where some of the students are trying to help me with my music as well. So I'd say that there's all kinds of avenues, and just don't get stuck and don't give up, especially with songwriting. That can compare that to your life too. What you put into life is what you get out of it. And sometimes people's journeys are a lot harder to go about than others, but when you'll find yourself in there, and sometimes you have to change. Nowadays, the work life is, people want to do everything. They want to do college, raise a family, work a full-time job, and they say, how am I going to be able to do these hobbies and stuff? But you want to remain healthy. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So you want to take care of your health and keep believing in faith of God and Jesus, and just keep following your dreams and ambitions, and treat people the way you'd want to be treated, and everything will come to you. What goes around comes around. And like I said, you got to start somewhere to go anywhere.
Yes, that's right. Well,
Yes.
Jonathan, this has been truly inspiring. Thank you for all the great information and for all those songwriters out there, for those writers. This show is for you. Thank you for showing us that past achievements don't limit your future, they simply enrich it. You can find Jonathan's incredible music and connect with him on his social channels. We have all the links for his albums and his Instagram at John, John Steele, Steele Music, and it's waiting for you. Go check them out right now. The hope that you love this episode, but for right now, we're going to say goodbye for now. I'm your host, Edna White, my esteemed guest, John Steele, saying
Yes,
goodbye for now.
take care, and God bless. Thanks for tuning in.